Struggling to see up close? Make it visible with Viz. Viz is a once daily prescription eye drop to treat blurry near vision for up to 10 hours. The most common side effects that may be experienced while using Viz include eye irritation, temporary dim or dark vision, headaches, and eye redness. Talk to an eye doctor to learn if Viz is right for you. Learn more at Viz.com.
This is Sarah Spain from Good Game with Sarah Spain, brought to you in part by Vital Farms. Let me tell you why Vital Farms pasture-raised eggs are the only eggs I have in my fridge. The hens. They're living the good life. Fresh air, sunshine, and wide open pastures. I use my Vital Farms for my famous frittatas. And you could trace your eggs back to the farm they came from. Check the carton for the farm name, pop it into vitalfarms.com/farm, and boom, you're looking at the pasture. So next time you're in the store, look for the black carton in the egg aisle and visit vitalfarms.com to learn more. Vital Farms, good eggs, no shortcuts.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, was a dark lady following her? And if so, what did she want?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yeah, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. You can call in. It's 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you'd rather have an ad-free version of the show, you'll also get advanced episodes and access to the archive. Become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. You can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon's with me today.
In the studio.
It's kind of fun when you don't have to Zoom.
I know.
Because so much of what I do is on Zoom. Like Tony and I record on Zoom. Harper and I record on Zoom. You and I. All the Grave Talks things. It's like you never do anything face-to-face with anybody.
And
so
here
it's
I am in the same room.
Yeah, I had a mom and her son over, and we did a episode of the Grave Talks about Wichita and hauntings in Wichita. And they were actually here. I'm like, this never happens. So let's talk about this story.
Okay.
It says, let me start by saying how much I love your show. And after listening to so many stories, I felt the need to share some of my own spooky encounters.
Yeah, good.
I'm telling you, thank you. Now, as a kid, I had small but intense experiences. I remember my house was old and it was an open concept and had high ceilings. Sounds bounced everywhere. It shifted a lot. I don't know what that means.
Well,
did the sound shift? Did the house shift? I knew every sound. I knew what it sounded like in a storm, in the winter and spring when it cracked and settled. I knew when someone was walking in. And after some time, I knew who was walking around the house. I get that because, like, I remember when we were kids, you could tell who was walking up the stairs. Or if it was the person who just walked around at night when we were all in bed. But everybody had a distinct sound.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
I remember when I was 7, I woke up quite abruptly and I was facing the wall. I felt like someone was watching me on the other side of my bed. And then I heard a small whispering voice repeatedly say, "Mom, Mom, Mom." Ugh, that's creepy. Like a child was trying to wake her mother.
Oh,
I don't like that. I couldn't think. I could only feel my heartbeat getting faster and harder. I remember how frightened I was. When I was 12, I remember several times of hearing footsteps in the hallway. It sounded like someone's feet shuffling on the carpet, going back and forth between my bedroom door to my parents' bedroom door. It never entered the room, just paced back and forth. Since those experiences as a kid, I've been more accepting of the paranormal and open-minded. I don't make a point to communicate. I just feel spirit around and I acknowledge them and go about my day. I'm kind of like that. I'm like, hey, cool, you can be here. Just leave me alone. I'm going about my day.
Yeah. And there is something to this acknowledgement thing.
Yeah,
that I think it's important to acknowledge them, you know, be polite and then maybe, you know, let them know that you're not just totally afraid, but that you need to go on with your life.
And yours is over.
Yeah.
When I was 20, I began to encounter who I called the Dark Lady. The Dark Lady started in my parents' new home. My parents had moved into the new subdivision that was built almost 6 years ago. There was no history to the house, so I found it weird And yet no surprise that I woke up abruptly in the middle of the night to the feeling of someone staring at me. That would be so creepy. Like, waking up in the middle of the night, it's like, who's looking at me? That's weird. I could feel that it was a very tall woman staring at me almost disapprovingly, and she was very stern. I couldn't figure out why. Then I noticed that I could feel her follow me down the hall to my bedroom and into my room and stand in the corner and stare. I hate being stared at by people who are alive, and I got more freaked out when the other side started doing it. Amen, sister. Like, yeah. I can't, like, okay, staring is rude, but then it's like, no, you don't gotta stare at me with that stern look about you.
Not polite. No. Not polite to stare.
I told her to go and that she wasn't welcome, and I used white light to block the door like a spiritual lock, and I filled myself with positive white light to protect myself, but this was not goodbye. I just moved to BC, Canada. I'm going to guess British Columbia, Canada. Mm-hmm. And I was going through a rough time fitting in and finding my bliss, as people might say, and I could feel her again. I woke up to her dark, towering energy hovering above me, staring at me from across the room. I thought to myself, I must be crazy feeling this way. There is no way. There is a strange presence watching me. I'm fine. I went to the kitchen to get some water. I still felt nervous to be wandering around my house. I stood at the sink and thought, she's not here. She doesn't exist. Sure enough, like something out of a horror film, I could feel like something jumped behind me and hit the floor so hard that it vibrated, but just in that one spot behind me. It did not ring through the whole floor like it should have. I ran back to my room and grabbed my sage and said a very strong prayer. I repeated and concentrated on my words. Only positive energy is allowed here, positive feelings, positive spirits. The words sort of just came out, and I used them almost every night. Something I noticed about the dark lady, she only came around when I was quite depressed. So I wonder if those things were connected or a coincidence. I'm going to say not a coincidence. I think that when your energy changes and you're depressed and you've got that, because even person to person, not like spirit to person, but person to person, you can sense that right away. Mm-hmm. You would be like, are you okay? You know,
well, exactly.
You seem off today.
Sure.
So in the spirit world, they could absolutely jump onto that. And the wrong spirit around you isn't going to be mm-hmm. like, oh, I'm going to give her a break. She's depressed.
Well,
she's the stern dark lady.
Well, and if you're depressed, maybe you're more open to darkness. Right?
That wasn't a paranormal chains rattling. That was a dog. It was funny because the other night I was editing something and my cats were in here and they heard that and they both ran to the door. They were like, what? Madden's here? But you know what I mean? So I just think that that's not a coincidence.
Oh, I don't think so at all.
I think they jump on that.
Yeah.
But this is the good news. I haven't felt the dark lady since. And I make a point to not only cleanse my room, but I prayed to angels to protect me, and it feels amazing. I actually just recently started seeing very thick gold streaks of light, and I actually had a friend see it too when they were in my room. I like to think it's the angels I prayed for. Thank you so much for reading my story, whether you share it or not. I love your show. Keep up the good work. Dots. But I could see someone like the dark lady coming into your life when, you know, if you're mm-hmm. down, if you're in a dark place yourself, that would be, wouldn't that be that energy that they'd want?
Oh, that's what
like,
I think,
like
too.
That one.
Yeah, I definitely think
not
so.
Kind.
Now, did she actually see a woman? I mean, she seemed to know it was
she
a woman.
She just said that she just felt it in the presence and staring. And obviously, if there's something in your room staring and it's stern, it's judging you. I'm just saying that. I woke up to her dark, towering energy hovering over me, staring at me from across the room. There's no way there is a strange presence watching me. But she doesn't come out and say that she actually saw it.
Yeah, but she knew it was a woman.
I could feel her follow me down to my hallway, or down the hall to my bedroom.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, if you felt something that strongly, I think you could feel that it was a
Yeah, she must have, because she, you know, I mean, just was unequivocally saying it was a woman, so.
But do you think that what she did, it seems to have worked, you know?
Well, she was very proactive.
You know, like calling to her angels in white light, mm-hmm. and I do not, you are not allowed in. And then when she got depressed, here she is again.
Yeah.
So I do think that might be something that if she does suffer from depression, that she needs to watch out for and be ready.
Mm-hmm. And make sure that she's proactive the way she has been.
Yeah.
You know, I agree.
Because, you know, you don't want that dark lady hanging around.
No.
She is up to no good. I'm telling you that. It's like, it just makes me think. She spent her whole life being stern and judgy. And in the afterlife, she's doing the same thing. It's like, golly, don't you want to just be happy?
Yeah.
This is the afterlife. You get to pick and choose your battles now. Like, why are you still doing this?
Why? That is a great question. Why would you carry that over with you?
It's like, I spent too much of my life being judgy and stern.
That's right.
Gotta let this shit go. Okay, let's move on. We have got a call. Here we go.
This is John from North Carolina. I hadn't called it in a while. I've been wanting to, just hadn't had the time. But I've noticed a bunch of former sailors calling and telling their ghost stories from being Navy, and I have one myself, and I also have another short one that my grandfather had from World War II. Mine goes, I have two of them actually. First one is, I was on watch one time, and I was in the propeller room where the propeller actually exits the ship. We didn't have power, and there was a hurricane coming. They had to tow us out, and it was an aircraft carrier, so propellers were within inches of the ground, and my job was to sit down there and make sure that they didn't drag the ground and get ripped out and start flooding. Well, down there all by myself, and there was one ladder way in, one ladder way out, same ladder way, but I was down there for about 4 hours with nothing but emergency lights and myself and a sound-powered telephone, and during the duration of the time I was down there, I kept hearing feet run down the ladder and back up the ladder, and I'd look, and nobody was there, and it was kind of interesting more than anything, because if you've ever heard a metal ladder on a ship, I mean, it's pretty distinct. But that's the first one. The second one I have is in the berth, and that's where people sleep. Mine had 220 racks, and they were all full, and I just worked all day. I just got off of a watch, and I was looking to see if a buddy of mine was in his rack or not, because if not, I was on try and find him, go grab a beer or something. And so I was walking to my locker so I could change, and I shot my head down the aisleway to see if he was in his rack or not. And when I looked at his rack, I saw what looked to be a bloody man hanging out with his head cocked backwards looking at me. And I took a double take, and it was gone, but it creeped me out. And eventually, I ran into my buddy, and I didn't say nothing to him because I didn't want to freak him out or anything. I didn't want to look crazy either. But finally, I brought it up to him. I said, by the way, you know, you ever feel like you're not alone when you're asleep? And he got real serious, and he said, what'd you see? And I told him what I saw, and he said, man, I always feel like I'm being watched tonight. And the next morning, he actually had his rack switched out with somebody else because he was just creeped out. But those are my two stories. My grandfather's story, dead and gone. But apparently, one night, he woke up to what he thought was a dream. But his aunts had raised him because of the Great Depression. And the aunt and I'm about to mention, she had been dead for a long time. But he was out in the Pacific, and he woke up one night to his aunt saying, Sammy, come with me. And he was like, what are you talking about? And I mean, he might have been dreaming, I don't know, but he followed her, and she pulled him up out of his berth and onto the main deck, and as soon as he got to the main deck, there was Japanese planes flying over his ship that shot up his barracks and killed everybody in it, except for him, because he followed his dead aunt out onto the deck. But just figured you guys might like those stories. Keep up the good work. Talk to y'all soon. Bye.
I have to say, I did like those stories because they were really creepy stories.
They were really good.
Let's start with that last one first, because that is so interesting to me that he saw, like, she came to save him.
Yeah. She's like, come on, we got to go.
And he's like on a ship. She shouldn't be on that ship.
Yeah.
But she saved his life. And because she saved his life, he's here. You know, serving his country, because, you know, he might not have been here.
Exactly. You know, that's just, it reminds me of that story that we've talked about, I believe, before with our dad, who was stationed in England and was supposed to come back coming back in 2 or 3 months or something. But his mother passed away unexpectedly. And they went ahead and sent him home, a month early or something, was it? And the plane he was supposed to go on crashed, and they never...
It disappeared.
Disappeared. They never found it. And so...
But that's so tragic, because his mother died, and it saved his life.
Yeah.
Actually.
In a weird way, she saved his life. But the strange, like, kind of a similar feeling to it that, you know... She comes, pulls him out of there to save him. You know, we just have things we still have to do. And I think those spirits are sent, and they're like, no.
Because you wonder, it's like, why? That would have been a weird question for him probably his whole life. Because then you run into survivor's guilt, because she came to him and he followed her, but... Didn't anybody else have a guardian angel who would come to get them, you know?
Or was it their time?
Yeah. It just makes you wonder how that all works. Like, why was he able to?
Yeah.
And then the other stories, like, it's just, number one, you know, I can't imagine working on a ship like that. Just because it's so massive and big, and I...
And I'm so claustrophobic.
Yeah.
I can't be in. I just will lose it.
But, you know, him working down there by himself and kept hearing somebody come down a metal ladder. Of course he knows exactly what that sound is.
Well, they're wearing, you know, heavy shoes or boots, you know. And
then each time it would happen, you would think, oh, somebody's coming down.
Well, it's down. It's a 190-pound man coming down every time. It's not like it's, you know, a child. It's somebody really heavy clunking down there.
But nobody is.
Yeah.
And then the weird, creepy one with the his buddy and him just looking over for a half second, seeing that really creepy, gruesome man.
Bloodied face.
So if you'd been feeling like, even if it's in your bedroom or wherever you sleep, it's like, I just have this creepy feeling like somebody's watching me, and there's just, it's creepy. And then your friend tells you, well, here's what I saw. I'm like, oh, hell no, I'm not going to ever sleep there again. I'd have done the same thing.
But, you know, it makes sense that a lot of these things would be haunted, ships and stuff. Because, you know, it's such a really high tension period of your life that you're in. And a lot of times the calls you make are life and death sorts of calls out there. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, yes, there's the day-to-day things where not much is happening. But when something big happens, it is huge.
Yeah.
And so many people are depending on you to do your job correctly. And so much of that stress, it just makes sense that, you know, that people would come back to that. Spirits would come back.
And it's also the type of job. It's like when you're in the military, you know, a lot of people, like our dad was that was his identity. Mm-hmm. You know, he was the tail gunner on a B-52. That's what he did. That's who he was. Mm-hmm. And you make, you sign up for it. And so I could see how a lot of people wouldn't want to leave the ship.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally can understand that.
Yeah, those were some creepy good stories. So if you have a real ghost story, we'd like to hear it. You can call it in anytime. 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can also get the ad-free versions of the show. You'll get advanced episodes and access to the archive. Become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. You could also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.